Artificial Intelligence. Part 1. Of Who Knows How Many. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 18, 2025. Much has been said about artificial intelligence and the big problems it may cause on Earth. This has become a controversial subject there because some people think it will make life easier for humankind, while others say it will destroy it. It certainly makes and will make life a lot easier for some people, but only for those in places of power, and the higher they are, the more it will help them, while the lower a person is in the socioeconomic hierarchy, the less AI will help. This is why AI is being pushed so hard on Earth, as it benefits the powers that be, at the cost of the general population, who are only given glimpses of AI in the form of entertainment like games, special effect generators, and chatbots, which mostly are at an idiotic level, and many are even designed to further agendas like the depopulation program, while they give lonely people artificial girl and boyfriends that only live in their cell phones, and while they drain their pockets exploiting. Even though some people have stated that the internet is a two-sided sword, that on one side gives the people in power the very best tool ever to control and manipulate humanity, but on the other hand, has also given it the best tool to communicate, unite and share information that is against the powers that be, and their plans. After all, you are hearing me through the internet, for example. The problem with this is that although it sounds good, we see this as yet another dangerous illusion, because the people of planet Earth are being controlled and guided into thinking that they are enjoying the benefit of having access to countless bits of all kinds of information, just at a click away, and that they also have the ideal tool to communicate with like-minded people who may live half a world away, effectively bringing everyone closer. And with no privacy, people cannot organize against repressive governments, being local or global. Here we can begin to see how artificial intelligence benefits whoever is in high places of power, and the higher the more it does. People are only given access to ridiculously low examples of artificial intelligence, but as they didn't have any before, they are flabbergasted by its capabilities, thinking that they are using extremely high technology, when in fact they were given only scraps as compared to what really exists and is operating on Earth, yet only at the benefit of those in real places of power. People are happy while they make images using super basic AI, even though the people in them have unreal oval eye irises, six fingers, an empty, dead stare, and all the relative scale is wrong, among other AI problems. I know. Even I end up using such crappy AI, because I am not allowed to use anything better, and I don't have the time to perfect those images I sometimes use, simply because I either write, or I produce images, and I prefer to write, but I cannot do both. Not with my current publication schedule of one or two videos a day. And this brings me to the next point, and I have said this before, I do not use AI to write. What you are listening to is coming straight out of an old-fashioned human Lyrian brain, who is also using 10 biological fingers to strike a keyboard. For those who have eyes to see, you can notice that I cannot be AI, because I make mistakes when I write, and also because of my schedule, I cannot correct a text to perfection, it would be too time-consuming. And you can also notice my very peculiar writing, wording, vocabulary and style. That is why I rarely go over 20 minutes of video, as I can only write so much in a day before I either get tired, usually after 5 or 6 pages. Yes, I get tired, I am a flesh and bone young woman, or my time is up and I must process what I wrote to turn it into audio, using AI, I know. But I don't have another choice, and then turn it into a video to be published. And I must also have enough time to dedicate to my other activities, like being the Tejetan queen, for example, and that is a handful. All this I just shared with you about myself and my writing brings me to my next point about AI, which is that many people are using it to develop texts. I said, develop texts, because they are not writing them. And although that is comfortable for their tight schedule and instant gratification mentality, where the least effort they make the better, their short-sightedness will bring upon them their own destruction, as they will inevitably be replaced by AI, completely. Therefore there will no longer be any writers, painters, image makers, creators, and so on, as it is a lot cheaper for any institution to buy a computer than to pay for all that staff like in the past. And the argument that those computers will need programmers doesn't hold any water, first because you need very few of them to make things work, thus leaving countless people without a job, and also, those very programmers will also be replaced by AI, eventually, but not that far away from now. Another big issue I must mention is that, as I said above, the powers that be are only giving the human population access to a very basic form of artificial intelligence as compared to what they really have. They are entertaining the human population with low-tech computer toys, and as I said above, the people think that they are great simply because they don't have the frame of reference for knowing better, so they are easily impressed. As they have also managed to convince the human population that paper books, such as traditional encyclopedias and so on, are no longer necessary, as they are allegedly obsolete and cannot compete against any modern internet search engine. This has doomed countless books, especially encyclopedias, to destruction, and with them, how the entire world was structured when they were published, together with its values, ethics, and history. All this would not be possible if the people of Earth remembered their past lives more. Some do, but very rarely and incompletely. And those who do are often faced with ridicule and heavy skepticism, so they wisely choose to shut up. This kind of planetary manipulation would be impossible in other planets which do not have such a strong veil of forgetfulness as the one on Earth, yet there is more matrix outside Earth, as I have explained so many times before, and where there is also manipulation of the same kind, yet it is tailored, carefully engineered and designed to fit and to control the mentality of the non-human population, so as it will too, fit into their desired controlled reality narrative. Yet this is not perfect, as they need a lot more time to effectively control the past life remembering population on other planets, because they need to impose their false reality matrix onto them for a protracted period that may extend several of their lifetimes, so their past life memories will fit together, and will be congruent with their desired controlled narrative. Then the powers that be also face another problem when those other past life remembering societies come in contact with Earth and its population, and that is that the reality that they imposed outside Earth does not concur, it is not congruent with the one they are pushing on that planet. And what the controllers of both the matrix on Earth and outside of it do is impose restrictions of all kinds, mostly of communications, making it illegal for someone from outside Earth to freely communicate with anyone on the planet, allegedly because they must respect humankind's right to develop free of external interference. And those few non-humans who manage to communicate face disbelief and even ridicule coming from the very population they are trying to communicate with, and that is partially why I don't activate the comments section under my videos, because we don't have enough time and energy to deal with so many people who may criticize and give their opinions without having done their homework first. When you know that you are speaking the truth, you simply continue, as that skepticism and ridicule do not make you falter, you just go on and on, especially if your soul is Irma, because we all know how stubborn cats can be. Speaking about remembering past lives, I know that some people who are among those who haven't done their homework say that what I write is way above the mental capacity of a 17-year-old girl, as averages on Earth perhaps, but remember that I am not fully human, and I do hold extensive past life memories. Yes, my body is 17 years old, but my soul is a lot older. I will leave it there. This subject about artificial intelligence is very extensive. This is only the first part. I will continue shortly with it as I have a lot to say. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.